This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by GoDaddy.com. Use code 295NUT for a $295.com or transfer. Defense Soap. Use code MMA Nuts for 15% off your entire order. This is MMA Nuts episode 184.
184.
My name is Ingo Weigold.
I'm Matt Griffith, the MMA show. By MMA fans, for MMA fans, where we walk the line between serious and ridiculous.
And we have lots of dick jokes. And
fuck yeah.
All kinds of
BBC
shit.
For BBC. The win.
It's all good.
What does that stand for?
Big black cock.
Like veiny, gory.
Yes. Gigantic cock.
Have you ever seen a woman with a cock vein on her leg?
No.
It's gross.
Where would you see this?
Some woman I worked with once. She had like weird cock vein legs. Oh, right. And I think she was a big fan of the cocaine.
Oh, she loved the cocaine?
Yeah,
she loved the cocaine.
Like that was the rumor.
Was Buck Cherry?
Buck Cherry.
Yeah, that was a crazy band. No, I've not seen this, but okay.
Fair enough.
It's all good.
Just ask questions.
Just asking questions. Are you feeling better?
Slightly. I still have a cough in my second week of fucking
nice
illness. How about
you? Give
yourself?
It about 3 or 4 days, you should feel better. I think I'm a few days ahead of you. I'm about 92%, I would say.
Okay.
I'm not quite 100, but I'm close. I still got the cough every once in a while, but man, everybody I know has got some version of whatever the hell we've been, you know, exposed to.
Yeah, what's going on out there?
Everyone's sick. The flu
adults.
Or cold or... It's not the kids.
No.
It's going around. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what it is. Mm. Maybe it's the booze.
Maybe they're tainting us through the alcohol.
Probably. Smoke more weed. I mean, no. It's not legal in Illinois. Don't do that.
Yeah, it is. Medical.
Oh.
But not until you,
I'm
bro.
So sick.
Yeah, what's wrong with your
diverticulitis is acting up.
Which one?
Diverticulitis.
Oh.
Speaking of which.
Yeah.
Can we get into the news?
Sure.
I have a bit of news.
Go ahead.
Did you know that Greg Nelson was recently saying that the reason Brock retired was actually not anything physical, it was more mental? That, you know, getting sick and all that and just fucked him up so bad mentally that he never could recover? Like, a man who was like, you know, if you remember earlier in his career, he was such a steamroller.
Yeah, I think about the Heath Herring fight.
It was crazy, man. Just running over people. He broke Keith's, like, eye socket in that fight or something ridiculous.
Like first punch, like, knock him over upside down.
Yeah. And I guess that fucked him all up in the head, and there's a lot of rumors flying around. He may or may not come back. Do you think it's all hype, or do you think there's a chance?
There's always a chance. Like, the question is, how much money is it going to cost to get him back in? I mean, because you got to look at it from the UFC standpoint of you lose GSP, you lose Anderson Silva. Probably makes a lot of sense to bring Brock back. There's still a shit ton of
interest. Who's he fight first, though? What's the big money fight for Brock?
People were saying Barnett. They wanted to see him fight Barnett first.
Interesting matchup. I don't know who to pick. I think I might go with Barnett.
That's a good
fight. That's a big competition step up for Brock compared to who he was fighting when he was in the... I mean, I guess he did fight Kane and...
Overeem.
Yeah. But...
I'd even like a rematch with the Overeem. Let's see the Reem off the juice versus the Lesnar.
Mm. You think he's off the juice now?
Did you see the pictures of the Reem?
I saw it today.
Felt.
That's interesting. He looked a little skinny. Back to his like Pride days, about 230. Strike Force days. He's like in the 228, 234 range. Like.
Maybe he should be going down to light heavyweight.
Ouch. I don't know if that's necessary, but still scary. I mean, I don't know. Without the TRT, who knows?
In cardio, will he have more than 4 minutes of it?
He didn't need it before, but now he does. I think the aura of being scared of him is over, and now he's going to have to fight longer fights because guys are going to come in, you know, game plan.
Yeah.
It won't be like
Bigfoot. Yeah. Like, I'm just waiting.
Yep.
And now is the time.
Yeah. As he's still coughing.
It's all good.
You okay over there?
I'm drink it out. I'm going to kill this.
Hug it out, bitch.
This fucking HIV or whatever it is.
You ever watch Entourage, by the way?
No.
The show you watch? I heard today that they were making a movie. One of my favorite shows of all time. You have HBO?
Yes.
You have On Demand?
Mm-hmm.
Just start on season one and just watch it all. It is an amazing show, fucking awesome. I suggest you watch it highly medicated. It's better that way. And enjoy.
All right.
There's a lot of eye candy and
eye candy's good.
Crazy times, you know, weird shit happening. It's worth your time.
All right.
What do you got? News?
Sure. So, excuse me. We have all this GSP versus Dana and UFC beef.
So why is that? It seems weird.
I don't know. I'll start with the GSP and some of his quotes. So, he said, "It bothered me greatly. It was one of the reasons I decided to step aside. I tried to change things, and unfortunately, maybe for money reasons, maybe for image, they were not ready to do that. I tried to bring about change in a very diplomatic way, and it didn't work so. It's unfortunate, but I believe it will happen sooner or later." You know, it goes on to say, "This is a relatively new sport. There's one organization that has a monopoly, mm-hmm. so the fighters don't have much power. They can't really talk because if one says what he thinks, he will get punished."
True.
And then Lorenzo came out and said he was disappointed and blah, blah, blah. So with all this shit getting said like a month out, what do you think the reasoning is behind it? Like, what's the point here?
GSP?
Yeah. Did he not have the opportunity, like at that press conference, to speak his mind, or he's retired now, so he feels like he can say whatever he wants? I don't understand.
I'm not sure, because I feel like maybe he still feels slighted by what Dana did right immediately after his press conference and everything else. And I don't know what's going on behind the scenes, but it seems awfully fishy for him to retire so quickly. And I don't know, there seems like a major rift is forming between his former employer or his current employer that he's on, you know, I don't know, what do you even call that? Maternity leave from?
Maybe.
Or something? What do you call it? I don't know what you call it.
Yeah.
So, what do you think is happening here? I don't know.
Well, it could be like a conspiracy theory of the week right now.
Okay.
Yeah. I have a feeling. It almost seems like GSP is exploring his dark place while he's off right now.
Okay.
And he's turning heel like Ronda Rousey.
Interesting.
So he's going to say all this shit. Like, he's almost becoming like Chael Sonnen. He's going to go off the fucking deep end.
Okay.
And maybe because he had a chance to really like bang some chicks, or he said he's down with like the ladies of color.
Yes.
Good for him.
You like the black ladies.
Yes. So maybe he had some good shit, and he's ready to rock and roll.
He's exploring his dark place.
Not like that, but nice. You know what I'm saying.
I do.
Damn right. Cha-ching.
Okay. It's weird, though. I thought he was retired or whatever. Why is he still talking shit? He should just be quiet and ride off into the sunset or something.
Right. For a guy who wants to take some time off, he sure isn't taking time off.
No, he's still, I don't know. And you have to be careful, though, because sometimes the shit gets taken out of context. When English is not someone's first language, it's a little bit weird sometimes when, you know, things they say, whatever, I don't know.
Well, I think it was going from French to English.
Too. Yeah, so you have to be careful.
Lost in translation.
It happens with Portuguese a lot, like the weird, remember the Noguera?
The problem with the gays?
Didn't he have a problem with the gays?
He didn't want to train the gays?
Yeah, and then, I mean, even today, not that I watched this, but there was a big stink about The Bachelor, who said he happens to be, I think he's from, where the fuck is he from? Like, he speaks Spanish as his first language. Saying something about gay, if they asked him if they should have, like, a gay bachelor, the show,
mm-hmm.
and he was saying no because gays are too perverted, but he didn't mean perverted. He meant like they're like gay people are very flamboyant, like, you know.
So
like
just used the word wrong.
Yeah. So like he was trying to say like it's too much like for TV because you know
too over
a bunch of gay guys running around like going crazy. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but he in his opinion,
mm-hmm.
he thought it would be too much for TV. But now it's being all like misconstrued because of the I don't know. Like he didn't. You have to be careful in the translation because one word can make it seem harmless versus, like, extremely mean. So, I don't know. I don't know what to take of it. It's like, I just, shut up, GSP. Go off and do your thing, you know?
Yeah, you're out of the sport. Stay away. Don't comment.
I'm not one of those people that thinks you are 100% natural, unfortunately. And not that there's anything wrong with being enhanced.
He's superhuman.
But I don't think that you are 100% natural. And maybe you were at one point, but I don't think you are now or the last few times you fought, perhaps. especially after the knee injury and whatnot. He looked extremely good, and I don't know that you can do that naturally unless somehow he's superhuman, like you said. So,
alien semen, pounding it in his ass and go
rectally.
I'm losing time again. I'm losing time.
Yeah, his thing was a testing, and I don't know. It seemed to me like he was really trying to prove that he was not on drugs.
Yeah, which, and it's usually the person that tries so hard is the person that is on.
Look at A-Rod. He just got suspended for a year, and he's got a big, it's bias, like whatever.
Did he ever
like,
test positive?
No. But did Lance
they need
Armstrong?
To stop all this.
Didn't Lance Armstrong never test positive?
Right. But that's like, I think they said 26 out of the top 30 guys were all on something. Everybody's fucking on something, or at least I'd say 75%. That's a safe.
Those are official numbers.
That's a safe bet. 75%.
Guaranteed.
In every fucking sport, people are on the shit.
75% potential error for margin there.
Yeah. But the more they try to fuck around with it, all you're going to do is get a lesser product at the end of the day.
True. I mean, so. I don't know. Look at Vitor Belfort. Rejuvenated. Rejuvenated.
And within the whatever levels he needs to be in. Or so the UFC tells me that.
Yes.
And we'll see how that works out when he fights in Vegas. Dan Henderson says if he's off the TRT, he loses.
Oh, but I thought Dan Henderson says TRT doesn't matter.
Right.
Didn't he just say that?
Well, he hasn't been looking too good of late, unfortunately.
Know. Okay, USA. I just watched that movie again recently.
Which one?
Bloodsport. An epic classic. And actually, was it Hector from Cage Fanatic? Mm-hmm. Did you see his post on Facebook? He posted up some old Frank Duke shit like he found on YouTube. Pretty fucking cool to see like real videos of the guy fighting in the Kumite.
Uh-huh.
Like pretty old school shit. Like shit gets finished, man. It's like one or two shots and guys were like, I'm done, no more. Like it's not like it is now. Like it's totally different, no rules, whatever. Pretty cool stuff. So
it's all good. Ready to move along?
Maybe.
Fighter salaries, Ingo.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm going to start this.
Yes.
So, you know, we're looking at all these events, and you see the...
Two to show, two to finish.
I think the low end now is eight to show and eight to win, but...
That's still pretty low.
As a UFC fighter, when you got to pay for all your fucking trainers...
That's very low.
...whatnot, like, don't you think we should at least be into the double digits for a fighter?
I think they should... I know we know someone who fights local, and I remember them having a conversation of like a four to show, four to finish, and that was considered like okay in the local circuit.
Yeah.
So if the UFC is only twice that, $16,000 to win a fight doesn't seem like a lot of money. It doesn't. I think
even Rich Franklin, you know, he came out recently and just said. You know, he didn't make enough money from the UFC, the goddamn right, with his juice bar.
There was something weird about that guy with the pink shorts.
Easy. he said he didn't make enough money from the UFC to retire off of.
Seriously.
And here's a guy who is a champion, but he also missed the wave before it got like turbo popular, unfortunately.
Plus, you know, I'm sure he spent his fair share of cash.
An ass?
Something. Who knows?
But, I think it needs to come up and...
I like the 12 and 12. I'm a big fan of 12 and 12 or even 15 and 15.
Right, 15.
Yeah.
I mean, double.
But I don't know the economics behind it because that's just what we know. So what else happens behind the scenes? Like if it's 8 and 8, do you get something extra?
They always say there's undisclosed bonuses.
Yeah, but what are those numbers?
We don't know. And plus whatever sponsor money, but from what I'm understanding is the sponsor money is dried up. You know, you can blame the economy. You can blame the UFC $100,000 fucking tax to get in and sponsor fighters or what. But
well, if you look at it, the average fighter, let's say the guy is getting 8-8. Let's say hypothetically he wins all of his fights in a year.
Okay.
Okay. So.
Fights in a year.
Let's say it's four. Just he's at the height of the guy. Most guys don't fight.
So
four
he's making $64,000 a year
to fight.
But and that's before taxes.
Pre-tax. And he's got to pay
everybody.
Yes, because he's actually a business that's paying his trainers and his nutritionist and all this other shit. So what does he end up with? 10 grand? You can't live off that. It's impossible.
Training's expensive as fuck. Yeah. I mean, especially if you just start talking high-level training and nutrition and eating correctly, plus your supplementation.
Yep. And you look at like a guy like, I remember Shane Carbon was saying, you know, he's a computer programmer guy. He was fighting in these big heavyweight fights. I mean, still working a regular job. Like Mike Russo is,
And I just watched Road to the Octagon for this UFC that's happening in Chicago next weekend.
Is it on the Xbox yet?
I don't know. I didn't see it there. I watched it online. Okay. But Stipe Miocic, he's a firefighter.
Yes.
EMP.
Yeah.
Like, fuck, I forget that. These fighters also, they have full-time jobs because you can't. And he's, would you not say he's top 10 or pretty close to it?
I got him in the top 7 or 8, I would say. If he wins his next fight, I'd say he's in the top 5.
For so me. There's another guy. Like, you're top 10 in your fucking
Chris Lytle
division.
Was still doing the fireman thing, even though he was making his money doing the bonuses. But without those bonuses, he can't fucking, afford to fit whatever.
Yeah.
So, it's hard to say. We don't know the economics, but I think 8-8 seems extremely low when you consider... Is 8-8 like the lowest of the low? So like the guy who opens the like undercard would be making that at minimum. It seems really low.
I think we need to double it. Somebody make it happen.
Well, obviously the UFC knows things we don't know financially, so they got to make money. And of course it's all about the brand. They don't necessarily care about the fighter.
No, brand first.
Sorry.
Fighter last.
Right. Which may be a mistake. I remember Dave had posted an interesting article, Dave Walsh, about that whole dynamic that's going on in the UFC, and that leaves them out to dry in a sense right now, because you've got Anderson and GSP gone, and they never spent time to build up some of these fighters that could potentially sell more pay-per-views because it's all brand, brand, brand. Well, a lot of guys are jaded, I think, from this past year, because you had so many events and some of them were good, and some of them were extremely mediocre for pay-per-views. And it's like the vibe I'm getting from people out there is like, I'm just not going to spend the money. I'll go to the bar. I'll do whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to buy your pay-per-view. So
we got a cherry pick because to be a UFC fan, it's got to be one of the most fucking expensive sports as a spectator to watch.
You kidding me? Football's free. Basketball's free. Hockey's free. NASCAR's free. UFC, you got to pay. $65 now?
Or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Right.
So.
And how many events are you buying a year? I mean.
Every one
12?
Of them.
12? Fuck. There's a lot of events.
Yes. So we'll see. We'll see. There's rumor around the campfire we're going to get like a fight pass along with this Fight Network, which is all fucked up.
Oh, my God.
In a sense, because according to Matt's been trying to sign
still
us
up. Still can't
fucking
get in.
They don't take our credit card.
They won't take a phone call for customer service. They want me to fucking email, and then they just close my case. Like, we don't want your money. We don't want your free. And you can't. And here's the topper to all this is that it's a free service, but I can't use the free service until they accept my credit card. It's kind of ironic.
That makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, what are you going to do?
Subscribe. Yeah. I'm willing to pay for it. I want to test it out, but I want to watch
old
fights.
Maybe once it becomes pay to play, I think maybe it'll be better. I don't know.
That's what the rumor is, but it just seems like if you're going to roll this thing out, why don't you have your shit together before you roll it out?
Because they're in beta. That's why it's
fuck
free.
Fuck that. Don't you want to
like
show
the
people?
Xbox One is still in beta.
It is.
You know what bothers me the most about that? And you said this last show or the show, is it doesn't automatically sign you in. How fucking annoying is it every time I got to go to the top and sign myself in? Because I haven't hooked up my Kinect. Because you know what? I don't have any games that work with Kinect. Right. So why do I need my Kinect?
But that's
fucking beta.
That's typical Microsoft. Because look at
bullshit.
Every time they upgrade Office, what happens? Fucking everything goes everywhere else, and it doesn't make any logical sense. They did the same thing going from the 360 operating system to the Xbox One, where everything was nice and neat. Now you don't know where the fuck anything is. Your home screen just keeps moving around based on what you've dialed in.
You can pin shit, but then pinning should mean it's on the first page you load. If I pin it, it should be there.
Right.
I don't want to have to scroll over. Now I don't want to have to hook up the Kinect in order for it to auto sign me in. Just sign me in every goddamn time. It's annoying. But I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. I feel like fighter salaries will not go up until maybe a year or two from now. Because I think they're struggling to grow this thing still, and it's very dangerous to spend more money when you're growing. So.
I don't know. They need to do something. Well, maybe they're going to get like that Nike deal for everybody, and everyone's going to get a little something-something.
Maybe that's the road, is the sponsorships. I don't know.
Hopefully. Fighters need to make more.
Yes, they do.
So Mayhem Miller wants to make a comeback. No, I thought he retired.
He just talked about this a couple shows ago. He said he officially retired.
Yeah, and
is he shopping himself?
I think so. Here's what he had to say. I don't know.
Go ahead.
He said, I took some time. I retired. I totally got away from it and realized the love and the passion that I have for his sport is just undeniable. I realized I love it so much, and the way I am, I got real passionate and jumped right back in. Been here training at Kings for about a year now, and I feel like a new fighter. I'm ready to get out there. I'm entertaining some offers from some different leagues that are around the globe, and I'm just trying to find my home.
Okay.
So,
World Series of Fighting, I think he fits in.
You think he's going to go there?
I that would be my guess. I don't think Bellator wants to touch him.
No.
UFC's got no potential there at this point.
1FC? Maybe. Him and Askren?
Possible. I like World Series of Fighting. I think there's an opportunity there for him. Who knows?
I don't know. It's just such a weird path for that guy. Like, he was on that pace. Like, there was that fight between him and Nick Diaz that could have happened. Mm-hmm. It never happened.
Yeah.
There was that incident with Shields and all that bullshit. And then he comes over to the UFC, and I don't know what the fuck happened, but he was not the same fighter that he was when he was in Strikeforce. It just didn't work out. And I don't know if it was just a pressure thing or what.
Could be. He seems like a guy who's got
a couple things,
problems going on. And, you know, fighting is because you train so much, I think the mental aspect is almost more important than the physical, because you can train your body to do shit automatically. You see it all the time. Guys are getting knocked out and they're still playing guard and doing whatever. And it's all ingrained. But if you're
it was like Brendan Schaub,
air
right?
Guard, yeah. If your head's not in it, it's really hard to, you know, and I think that's what happened with him against Bisping, is just he wasn't there mentally.
No.
And Bisping just is extremely tough, and he's also mentally strong, and just steamrolled him, and he was never the same after that. It just wasn't, you know, I don't know. We'll see.
Pride rules.
Sure.
You said Bisping. I heard you.
Bisping.
Thank you.
I did.
I need someone to soccer kick someone right now.
Everyone's every time we need a guy. Every time someone says Bisping, he comes running across the stage, and soccer punches you.
Soccer kick.
Yeah,
it's all good. That's it for the news. I got nothing else.
That's it, eh? Oh. That brings us to
Fight Night 35 that we didn't even cover, but we're gonna recap a little bit.
We didn't talk about any of it.
Nope. For good reason. The first thing I want to mention, though, about this is the first time I want to say thank you to Fox Sports 1 for getting rid of the ticker off the bottom of the fucking screen.
Oh, yeah.
Thank God, because I cannot watch fucking fights with nonsense gibberish about fucking sports I give no fucks or shits about on the bottom of the screen, just trying to distract me.
Plus, it messes up your plasma.
It does. And I almost get to the point where I was going to cut a piece of cardboard and just put it over there not be annoyed by that shit.
Okay.
But I was too lazy.
I like that part. That's something totally Matt would do. They come over like, why is half your screen covered?
Because
I don't fucking like that ticker.
I can't concentrate on what the fuck's going on. But finally got rid of that.
I think you can like do it on the TV. You can do there's probably a zoom mode or something where you can. But then you might not see their heads. That would be weird.
I have to resize it. Yeah. But thank God that's gone. And where do you want to start with this one? Cole Miller, maybe?
Yeah, why not? Go for it.
He finally looked like he was using his size. His range. That's right. What's his name? Magrino?
I don't know. Sure.
Sure.
Gringo.
You're damn right. He's making it happen.
He is.
And
him and his black belt.
Oh.
And his American Top Team tattoo.
Yeah.
That's crazy to do that. I don't know.
He looked pretty good, and he wins, and then he calls out Donald Cerrone.
Why?
I think there was beef. I think he said they've gotten into a couple altercations not in the octagon.
Okay.
A couple of street fights between the two.
Cerrone's broke, he says, so, I mean, why not call him out?
Well, and then Cerrone, because if he's going to come down to 45 to fight Miller, but we'll have to see if that one happens. I'm not sure. And then,
I like it.
What do you think about this Romero fight? Romero and Brunson. I'll just say this. So, I got to do it.
How do you say his name? Yoel?
Sure, Yoel.
Yoel.
Romero. So he wins the fight.
Uh-huh.
He breaks Brunson's jaw.
Oh, I didn't know that
he
part.
He punches him in the dick, and he shits his pants.
Ouch. I didn't know he broke his jaw.
Yeah. It was like a fucking trifecta or quif.
Seemed like he shit his pants. I don't know. It looked awfully strange because it wasn't there in the first round or the second round, and then all of a sudden it was there.
Yeah, sweat is not brown on purple shorts.
I don't know.
I'm sorry. The man shit himself. He's no Tim Sylvia.
No. Well, Tim was wearing white shorts, wasn't he?
Yeah, and I think his black shorts got pulled down. And it was almost like on the same date, which was kind of weird. Mm-hmm. Many years ago.
Okay. I don't know. I have no comment on this. I wasn't there. I would assume his opponent may have smelt it. Maybe that's why he tapped
out. Well, I'm just saying. People do shit. Remember the Glory tournament, Ingo? We were there. We smelt. Someone shit themselves.
Yes.
One of them fighters walked past
Errol
us.
Zimmerman.
Like, Jesus Christ.
It stunk like shit.
Like, man ass just opened up. And
gross. yeah, that was pretty wretch.
Yeah. It's like you were literally inside his colon.
Yeah.
I didn't subscribe for that.
It was warm and stinky.
His colon was right by our face.
It was. And it was smelled bad, but it was warm.
Yeah. That's the good thing about asses. They're warm. Yeah.
Warm and stinky.
And then what did you think about this Rockhold Philippou?
I was impressed, man. I think Rockhold looked pretty fucking solid. Like, Philippou seemed pretty reckless. I don't know why he was darting in and out and just playing this weird game. I think if you would have just kept putting the pressure on, Rockhold could have never had the chance to like light him up with those kicks, but it just seemed like Rockhold had too much technical or something. I mean, he was picking him apart. And
he kicked him in the face.
What was it, a liver
cut
kick?
Him open? Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. And he kept, you know, Philippou kept getting distracted by that.
Oh, no, cut. Like Martin Kampman.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I bleed.
Yeah.
But did he break his ribs or something? Because it didn't seem like a liver shot.
It took the wind out of him. And
did it?
Yeah.
Okay. Because was it Herb Dean, I think, ref that fight maybe? The ref jumped in pretty quick, so it's like, did he know something?
He went down right away.
Yeah. He dropped like a sack of potatoes.
And then he looked like he was ready to soccer kick him, too. He did. He fucking soccer kicked him in the body.
In the shoulders. It's all good.
Oh, come
pretty
on.
Pretty ballsy. I wouldn't throw that kick because you never know if it lands in the face. Oops. Sorry.
He yelled Bisping.
Yeah. So I was impressed.
He called out Bisping.
He did. Oh, no. Bisping or Vitor?
He called out Bisping for sure.
Okay.
You say he called out Belfort, too?
I thought
too?
He called Belfort.
He probably called out both. I think he wants both.
Right after, at the same time.
Sure.
Two chicks at the same time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. We'll see what's next for him. I have no clue. Vitor's busy. Bisping is busy. So can he get...
Well, the rumor was Bisping and Kennedy right now.
Yep.
But that's barring if Bisping is going to be cleared, because I thought he's still wearing a pirate patch or
he
something.
He is. He's got a fucked up eye. Ugh. I keep yawning. Sorry.
It's all good.
It's late.
It is. So I'm not sure what's going to happen.
Mm.
When bodies start slapping.
Okay.
From doing the wild thing.
Speaking of the wild thing, it's time for sponsors.
That's right.
We're brought to you by
GoDaddy.com. Daddy. You get your $295.com with $295 nut, 30% off new orders with 30 deal 4. You get 50% off of hosting and a free domain with 50 host 2.
Nice.
Fucking deal with it.
He knows it. Also, stamps.com. Go to stamps.com and click on the little thing in the thing and put upper right hand corner and put code MMA. You get like $100 value. Poster coupon, digital scale. The digital scale alone is worth it for that.
You pay a little shipping and handling, but it's all right.
It's all good. Use code MMA and get all your free shit, stamps.com. The post office is still working hard, still going to be around. I know you like to send, you know, letters to your grandma and shit. Stamps.com.
Best way to send Cox through the mail.
Yes. Cox?
Yes.
Okay. Sure.
It's all good.
Black Cox?
Yes.
Okay.
They win
also
3-2 over the Bruins.
The Blackhawks?
Yeah.
Okay. We are also brought to you by Defense Soap.
Short shot.
Well, offense wins matches, but defense keeps you on the mat. Matt.
Thank you. I like to be on the mat.
Use code MMA Nuts for 15% off your order.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. It's good shit. Seriously, use it or abuse it. You know, gargle with it, whatever you want to do. This will keep you healthy. It keeps my skin nice and lubricated in the winter months.
He's so lubricated, he doesn't even need lubrication.
Yes. When I put my clothes on, I don't even have to. There's no friction. They just slide right on. That's how lubricated I am.
Nice.
It's awesome. Also, we're brought to you by Onnit.com, where you can go to Onnit.com/MMA Nuts.
Yep.
And you can save, what, 5%?
10%.
10.
We're doubling it.
Sorry. Double down, baby.
95%.
They got kettlebells. They got my favorite thing they sell, honestly, is actually the Tanka bars. I fucking love that buffalo fucking jerky. It's so good. Totally worth it. You know, like if you're...
it's like $8 a bar, but it's delicious.
It's good. It's really good. It's got cranberry in there. It's very tasty.
Cranberry.
Delicious. Oh, yeah, buffalo. Every time I eat it, I feel like a buffalo. It's great. Hairy and shit. That's it.
Moving right along.
Moving on.
Money man can bring my love.
Ask the nuts.
I'm thinking of something Buffalo Stance. You know Cherry? Okay, ask the nuts. Don't worry, I'm going fucking off the reservation.
Okay.
Donald Rusk. Is MMA dead?
No.
I've been a fan since Tough One, watching the UFC since 12 years old. The days of Chuck up until Brock versus Carwin was, for me, the most fun-filled, action-packed MMA. Now, don't get me wrong, 2013 was one of the best years for MMA fights ever. Just seems like we never heard about the fight. All we hear about is who got paid, who pissed hot, bad judges, bad refs. I'm starting to forget about the fights and lose interest with all the stupid bickering. I miss the Iceman. Your thoughts?
I'm with you, man. I miss the Iceman, too. I miss
the
him
Iceman
a lot.
Cometh.
Yeah, and I miss BJ, and I miss...
I miss BJ, too.
Yeah. It's unfortunate, and it's fortunate because the sport has turned into more of a sport. So it's not as...
It's very sporty.
It's very sporty.
that's a
good way to put it. Because, you know, if you look at the evolution of it, it's become certainly become more of a sport in the last few years. And it used to be a lot more barroom brawl / shit gets finished. One guy is way more skilled than the other in a certain
style
area.
Style versus style is pretty much gone.
Seems like.
To some extent. I mean, yeah. Everyone is so well-rounded now that you don't have that. Mm-mm. There's a couple exceptions. You know,
there is. But it's hard to say because, you know what, things go through evolution and revolution. And, you know, maybe we're seeing the lull before, like, the exciting change that's going to happen. I don't know if it's going to be a rule change or just an influx of younger guys with more skills, but it's unfortunate. And, you know, there's good and bad about it. I mean, yeah, Chuck used to finish shit, and he was exciting. You still have that, though. I mean, you got John Jones. Anderson Silva was doing it before he got, you know, starched twice by Chris Weidman, whatever you want to call it.
Sure.
You know, I mean, you still got your exciting fights. It's just not, you're right, it's not the same. But as the sport evolves, you too must evolve, sir.
That's right.
You can't live in the past, man.
Start liking the lighter weight classes.
Future is now.
They're so exciting and go. They move so fast. They're so technical.
Yes, they are
it's
technical.
Like, I just wish Dominic Cruz could come back because he's fucking, he's got to be the best shucking jiver out there.
He's the best.
If you could just mimic that style, I'm sure it's very good for your knees.
Yes.
Moving right along. Before I dig any deeper. Ryan Smith, which fighter got you guys into loving the UFC?
Go ahead.
Well, since I've been watching it since UFC 1, it had to be Royce Gracie.
Okay.
Because when you're looking at it back from, that's total style versus style. I'm like, how is this little motherfucker choking out this big motherfucker?
Right. Yep.
What the fuck is this guy doing? I need to know this. I need to know this shit.
Yeah.
So that was some next level shit. And a lot of my friends would get pissed off at Royce because they're like, we want to see people knocked out. I'm like, you don't fucking understand it. Here's a little guy using some sort of technique that I don't fucking quite understand and beating the bigger guy. You guys are missing the bigger picture.
Every
here.
Time.
Yes. So that would have been it.
Mm. I don't know, because you started me on really getting into MMA, and I distinctly remember the first major fight I saw here was BJ Penn versus Sean Sherry.
Oh, nice.
And I remember just like, my God, man, this fucking Hawaiian guy is ridiculous. Look
didn't
how flexible.
Throw, like the flying knee.
Yeah. look how flexible he is, how fast he is, his boxing's crisp. Like, wow, this guy's good. And I think for me, it's BJ still holds a special place in my heart because he's totally crazy, and he gives no fucks, as you like to say. And he's just like, whatever, you know. And the other guy would definitely be Chuck Liddell because, you know, he was the epitome of just like balls until his chin just, you know,
gave out.
It did, just like it's done for Chris Lieben, unfortunately. But those two guys, like you know, one or two questions ago, those days are gone, man. It sucks, but we must evolve, and it's a good thing and it's a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You got to find someone new to latch onto. Do you have anybody that you're latching onto recently?
Brock Lesnar. It's Brocktober.
No.
God damn it.
We're way off.
I'm fucking.
It's fucking January.
I don't give a shit. I'm holding out.
Okay.
This is the most epic of battles. We need a big man to fucking reign supreme.
Yeah. True.
Moving right along. Anglito Vinoy. Hopefully got that right. It says Anderson Silva, Cain Velasquez, Michael Bisping, Vitor Belfort, Frankie Edgar, Chuck Liddell, Brock Lesnar, Dan Henderson, GSP, top 10 guys and reasons why I watched this sport from the beginning, and BJ Penn. What about you? It's kind of a similar line of thought there.
Why is everyone seems like they're
getting a little nostalgic.
Yeah, why though? Is it something?
It's the flavor.
Is something weird?
It's 2014.
Has it become too
New
commercial?
Year's resolutions.
Has it become too commercial? Is that what people are trying to say?
I don't know if it's too commercial. I think the product is definitely watered down now.
Is it?
I like to go back to, man, when you look at the old days of the UFC, it would be like 3 months before each UFC, and you'd be fucking jonesing because it was always a big event. Oh my God, I need some fights now. It's like every fucking weekend plus.
Yeah,
it's
more
like
fights, more fights.
Wednesday, Friday, Saturday.
Yeah.
You gotta pick and choose or you're gonna fucking lose your mind.
They got a big roster, man. They got
400.
These guys gotta eat, man.
Well, that's the thing, too. Like, back in the day, I could tell you every guy, his style, who he fought, when he fought, who he beat, who he didn't beat, how he beat him. Now there's so many fucking guys, I can't do that shit anymore. No. My brain can only contain so much information.
It's too much.
Yes, and it's over the top. So moving along. Frank Fleming. Seems like every UFC star that leaves the company ends up in a bitter war of worlds with Dana and the UFC. Do you think the UFC takes things too personal when a fighter wants to leave and test the waters elsewhere?
Yeah, they probably do.
It almost seems like a personal insult to Dana when someone leaves.
Oh, yeah.
And it's very hard for them to come back on good terms.
True.
Why is that?
Well, you know, he's Dana. He's an egomaniac.
Yeah. He's like you're saying he's like Zach?
He's like, my shit
Lego
is the best.
Maniac.
What do you mean you can fucking go somewhere else? Fuck you. This is my shit's
Fuck
the best.
Fuck you. And then you suck. Yeah. He sucked anyway. That's why we got rid of him. He was never the best. Ryan Smith, UFC at Fox 11 will be in Orlando. We'll have Travis Brown versus Fabricio Verdum and Liz Carmouche versus Misha Tate. Who do you want to see as a main event?
That sounds good already. I like both of those. As Matt is consuming his Red Bridge, I'm fine with either one being the main event, actually. I like both.
I'm down
with
that.
Do we need a main event? I don't know.
Do I need more? More bang for my buck?
Yeah, Orlando's fucked up as it is. They don't need more fucking main events.
True.
So,
moving on.
Sorry, Orlando.
Ryan Mew, now that Cruz is stripped of his title, who do you think the UFC should give him as his first fight back? And should it be for a title?
Not for a title.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Please.
You want it to be for a title?
I want to see him get starched so hard.
Yeah, I don't think they give it to him.
Faber.
I was going to say, Faber is the only thing that makes sense. Yeah.
Well, seeing how Faber is going to fight
I'm not sure who's going to win that. I have a feeling and I have a gut, and I don't think it's going to be Faber necessarily, but I got to analyze
his fifth title fight.
Yeah, I got to think hard about that, so I'm not sure.
Gregory LaFountain. More likely to happen first, 145-pound woman division in the UFC, or the heavyweight division being split to 206 to 240 division and a 241-pound plus division in the UFC.
The women.
I agree.
Yep.
Gustavo Tapia, UFC Fight Pass. Fail?
Yes.
100% fail.
I haven't tried, but I'll take your word from all your fucking insults and dirty language. He's been emailing me like, these motherfuckers. I can't believe this shit. What kind of service do you have where you cannot actually sign up for it because they don't want to take your form of payment?
And then you can't call and talk to someone because they don't want to. They just like email us only. Like, this isn't fucking 1994, is it?
No.
Was there internets back then?
There was.
It was just starting.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
It was the post-BBS days. Remember those? Bulletin board service?
Yeah, okay.
To log into that motherfucker?
With my, what is it? My 33.6K
modem.
Speedster.
Yeah.
Modem.
And they got
upgrade
like
it to 56K.
ESL 128K, like double 56K. A fucking.
With my 386 SX computer. Mm-hmm. Watch the fuck out. I got 33 megahertz of computing power.
Oh, yes.
Bitches.
Yes.
Anyway, don't get me digressing too much, but that's what it feels like. We're in the fucking Stone Age over at UFC TV. Stuart Harrison, hey, what do y'all think about the Fox card next week? As far as I can tell, it's weakest than I can remember.
We respectfully agree, I think.
Hence, not attending.
Not attending. May not even watch.
Yeah. I might watch it.
Probably watch it.
Andrew, I'm guessing everyone will ask this. Should Rumble be brought back into the UFC? He says yes, with a clause that if he misses weight again, he'll be cut for life. And then who at light heavyweight would you want him want to see him fight in the UFC? So first, do you want to see him back in the UFC?
Yeah, why not?
I think so. This is on like a 5-6 fight win streak now. Mm-hmm. Looks good at light heavyweight or heavyweight. And if he's at light heavyweight, fuck it. I don't care. Give him anybody in the top four.
Sure.
You have Jones, Teixeira, Gustafsson. Who's next? Evans, Davis.
Yeah, Davis. Where's Phil Davis been?
Looking for a fight partner.
Okay, there you go. Perfect.
Done.
Set it
done.
Up. Done.
Done. Stuart Harrison, true false. Rumble Johnson comes back to the UFC and becomes the light heavyweight champ. Then has a super fight with Demetrius Johnson. Which Johnson will reign supreme? Is that Johnson and Johnson?
Johnson versus Johnson. He's not coming to get the belt. I don't think.
What?
No.
You don't think he could beat John Jones?
No.
Come on.
No way.
Jones will fuck it. Jones is like two or three fights away from the fucking slide. He's breaking down.
He's only 24,
mentally
isn't
and
he?
Physically.
25,
he is, but he is breaking down like, mentally and like, physically.
This guy's done.
He's like Anderson Silva. He is one leg kick check away from fucking disaster.
He has been becoming more fragile.
Broken toe, broken head.
It's that weight cut.
DUI.
Get your calcium.
Broken car.
Vitamin C and D.
Broke my Bentley.
Broke
a bitch.
Bentley. Son of a bitch.
I don't know. Bentley. I think this is the last one. And Ruben Alan Andrade. So 3 years ago, I named my Redfoot tortoise Mayhem after Mayhem Miller. Should I be proud or ashamed?
You should be very ashamed, sir.
I want to say you should be proud.
Okay.
Why not? Mayhem for a tortoise?
That's a cool name, actually.
Damn right.
Send us a picture of your tortoise. We'll put it up.
Yeah. And he says, plus, my girlfriend has a shirt with the letters BBC in the middle of a heart. She did not know why I thought it was funny, so I referred her to your show.
Perfect.
So this is all about.
Hey.
BBC.
What else could it stand for? A BBC inside of a heart, I guess. I heart BBC.
Like, yeah.
You must be black. If you're not, she's fucking a black guy. Sorry. Sorry for you, sir.
All good.
All good. Hey. Big bag of dicks.
Right. Enjoy them. Rusty.
Yes.
Ooh. Bag of dicks with rusty nails. You could do some
cages.
Damage.
Rusty cage. You got some knowledge for us, sir?
So I noticed, you know, Game of Thrones isn't coming out till what, April 6th?
Very sad.
So I was looking around on the internets, and I saw that they have the Game of Bones, Zingo. Winter is coming.
Oh, nice. Is this some kind of porn
thing? You're damn right it is.
Okay. Wow, those actually look pretty good.
Yep. There's a little trailer online.
Coming with the U.
Have you, so have you, witty.
Have you watched it?
No, I just saw the trailer of bad acting.
I might have to check that out. Like, craziness.
So, anyway, that's coming
through.
Get
their heads chopped off?
Here.
Literally.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Moving right along. Anything else?
I do not.
Shut it down. Shut it down. This is a quick show. Yes. We'll be back next week for something.
Less than 1 hour is pretty quick for us.
Yes.
That has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Daniel Weigel.
Matt Griffith.
See you bitches next time.
Thanks for playing.
Bye-bye.